Blog Talk Radio.
Now, you might not be mad, but I'm mad as fuck, man. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these haters. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not.
Now I found the beat, so I'm releasing some steam. I'm killing everything I'm seeing if it ain't on my team. Yeah. Always broke, ninny baby, having bitches only out for riches. Fucking and sucking mouth always open like she at the dentist. That ain't the business, bitch. You ain't got no loyalty. Nope. But that's okay, cause daggers got more bitches than sororities.
Respect my authority.
You didn't hear the consequence. Grab a bitch by her hair, swing her till her weave rips. Grab a fucking tip till her nip tips turn blue. While she swinging from her ankle saying, you crossed the line, bitch, and wanted to happen. Was already getting over, but your gums kept flapping. So I'ma sew them up, quick shut. Kicking bitches in the gut. Treat them like I'm driving buses. Hit them with an uppercut. Knock her out, wake her up. My hatred is pure. Breaking fingers, toes, nails. Fuck your mania and your pedicure. How much can a bitch endure? Why you have to hurt my heart? I'm keeping you alive as I start cutting off your body parts. Told you not to fucking start. Wipe your blood from off my brow. Thought it was over then? Nah, bitch,
it's over now.
I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I get it, they just keep sidestepping. They always one step behind me, wanna sloppy my seconds. And if you get it, then it lets me know what type of bitch you really is. So much in common, babies, mamas, daddies, a lot of kids. Oh wait, I get it now, sniff a line and feel the punch. You just a ratchet ghetto, ghetto version of the Brady Bunch. If that's the best you got, you think I'm with it, I'm not. You mad because I get to travel and you stuck on the block? Well, that's your fucking job, you hating on what daddy do. If I rock bottom, well, I'm still higher than you. Bitch, niggas check them once, never give a second look. Too busy in the streets, so they be stalking me on Facebook. Shaking niggas more than dice, can't afford to buy. Like you fuck my bitch, she a hoe, not a housewife. You think you gang stripes? Nah, nigga, never that. Keep the best all to myself, you can have the scraps. Moving on, ain't looking back. Petty shit I will ignore, cause I'm like, and you cracked out like a, ain't even gotta check the score. In the end, I'm gonna win. Eating real good, you just a starving Ethiopian. You wanna come and get it, cause I finished, but I don't begin. Went to med school, learned a lot from Dr. Vorkian. Everybody's out of line, no one wants to straighten up. I care about my life, but on the mic, I don't give a fuck. Kill him, use a paper cut. Hang a nigga by his thumbs, Louisville slugger. Caved in the lung, I'm having so much fun. Where my buyers at, I rip out a nigga's teeth. Drinking on a Similac, stab him in his knee. Cast, fuck how you feeling, and I remove the ribs. Slicing up both of your Achilles tendons. I make it back for death, I make it quick. Then I'll send you straight to hell, where you know they keep the fire hot.
That's enough, we thought that you were being good.
I tried, but these niggas and these bitches wanna keep it. I wish a nigga would, fuck your life, I'm getting cash.
Oh shit, they made Bruce Banner mad.
Back is on the warpath, nigga, this the battle song. For all of those that keep it real and tired of the tag along. People think I rattle on and wanna kill the dagger, fine. Do what all the haters do, get a number, get in line.
Get in line, bitch. Fuck the bitches, fuck the haters, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to get that paper, you dig? You know what I'm saying? This how we get down. 4DB with it. You haters can suck a nigga dick. Bring the hook back. Blah!
Nah, I don't want to sound bad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love everything in their house. And I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound bad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not. Nah, I don't want to sound bad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. And I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound bad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not.
A second ago, you were going to kick me in the nuts.
Huey, please. I'm just doing my job. It's a crappy job, but somebody's got to kick people in the nuts. And sometimes you kick the wrong person in the nuts, and that's tragic. But now we can both make sure it's the right set of nuts that get kicked.
Little black communist nigga, I want to press four charges.
Jack Flowers. You do know who I am, right?
What? Oh, why, yes, sir. You Jack Flowers. You kicked them Arab terrorist son of a bitch in the nuts. You, sir, are an American hero.
Right now, I need you to be a hero and help Huey get to Onslaught Plaza before a bomb goes off.
Yes, sir, Mr. Sir. Come on, little nigga. You heard the man. Move your little communist ass so we can save some white folks.
What's up, it's your girl Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up, LA West Coast all day.
That's right, y'all, what's cracking? The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, Slap Sundays. Thank you for being here, thank you for tuning in. weekend. It's gonna be a good night. Feeling good. Sipping on my drink. What am I sipping on tonight? Hold on, real quick. I'm sipping on this. Nice little combination: vodka, Moscato, and orange juice. Now, I don't know if you ever had that. It's kind of like a little spritzer thing I got going here or whatever, but this shit is bomb, all right? Weed, no blunt. Got to figure out how I'm going to smoke that shit during the show. Supposed to be talking to Mary Jane today, my newest beauty of the week coming in later. Shit, it's going to be an interesting show tonight. So, again, let's get down to business out the way first. First, shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays, no West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with my co-host Queen V, and no Fuck You Fridays. So thank you, boss lady, for allowing me to do my thing and being here. And like I said, giving these independent artists a place, a platform, and just real people of the world a place where we can come get together, because there's a lot of bullshit going on in the world. But right here, we keep it 100,000% real at all times. Bang Out Radio, reality radio. So this is where you need to be if that's what you're looking for. All right? Next, all independent artists. Everybody out there doing their music thing. I've got a lot of new music. Like I said, keep sending in your music. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that is dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Rap, hip-hop, R&B, anything independent. As long as it's independent, send it to me. I got a place for it in rotation. Trust me. All right? I got you. Especially tonight. Ooh, excuse me. Drank already talking to me. But, yeah, I got you, all right? So make sure you keep sending in your music. Got a lot of new slappers I'm going to get to tonight. So, again, and your music, if I receive it before the shows, or, you know, before the shows that it fits best, it will be amongst the first in rotation on that following show. So, again, I'm a man of my word. Make sure you get in your music to me, all right? And, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to support me, to support my co-hosts, to support the beauties that come through, to support the independent artists. If you support realness, reality, you know, real reality, not that scripted or televised shit or whatever, actual real people, real conversations, real stories, if you respect that, this is where you need to be, all right, on top of real music from the real top independent artists from around the world, all right? That's what we do here on Bang Out Radio. And, again, we're just getting started tonight. So, again, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you chill in the queue. You press 1 to holler at me either way. But, like I said, I got to get into these new slappers. I think my beauty of the week is already checked in. I'm going to make sure that this is her, see if this is her while I got time. And we're going to start it off like this with Raquel. Hold on, like I said, brand new, and these ladies out here is killing y'all. Fellas better step your game up, man. These ladies is not bullshitting when it comes to their music game. So again, y'all gotta be careful. Hold on, damn it, where the hell, see, this is the one thing I don't like about reality, because again, I was it was supposed to already be uploaded, and I knew I uploaded it. Hold on. This type of shit be killing me. Hold on, almost. Come on. Oh, that's whack. Where'd it go? All right, I got to find it. But still shout out to the ladies real quick, though. I got a brand new lady right here, though, as well. Tosh, no strings attached. Let's go.
Ooh, my main thug can't put it down like you. Hula hooping, hitting them spots that I ain't even used to. I guess that's why I'm running back, cause you make it do what it do. I guess that's why I'm running back, cause you make it do what it do. We be fucking like lovers, getting nasty under them covers. No relationship, we undercover, just friends with no strings attached. Got a main bitch, I got a main thug, they don't need to know, cause we know what's up. We just fucking, not making love, just friends with no strings attached. Boom, 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 you hear that headboard. Boom, 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 and when we fuck, it's like boom, 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 yeah, we just cutting, yeah, we just fucking. When we alone, tell them bitches don't blow up your phone. And it ain't Harry looking for you when you home alone. Teach you this lesson like my nickname Rosetta Stone. Light skin and tatted up just like a biker boy. Juicy lips and got them whips, he got a lot of toys. And we don't play no games, we on a different level. Always got me in the schedule, dig me like a shovel. I'm no good like the devil when we ain't a couple. We just like to keep it subtle, put these stuff just like a puddle. I'm no good like the devil when we ain't a couple. We just like to keep it subtle, put these stuff just like a puddle.
New music, I gotta announce at least one time. I know we're gonna do this, but I at least want y'all to know who the new artists are when they come through. All right, so Rock Dolo, tell y'all, you gotta watch these ladies the way you are. Let's go.
I'm supposed to be the one talking all of this emo shit. And I'm supposed to be the one telling you how I love her shit. But something sweet. Now I'm so over, that we're over. You can still slide through and hit me with that one too. Yeah, yeah. Cause you know how I like it. And I know you're still on it. Tell me how the hell we ended up like this. Feeling the same way, but just ain't no how, nigga. To put it in the words and spit it like I'm doing now. Just know now. I'm
Certified hood classic. This is a certified hood classic. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Shit. out the gate. Look, nigga, keep my name out your fucking mouth. Send them killers where you stay, that's what you are for. You ain't too fit, you know how to pop it off. We can get it in the road, you know blocking calls. Dumb shit, you know that is dumb shit. Dumb shit, dumb shit, you know that is dumb shit. You ain't too fit, you know how to pop it off. We can get it in the road, you know blocking calls. Dumb shit, dumb shit, you know that is dumb shit. Dumb shit, dumb shit, you know that is dumb shit.
Yes, sir. And then we got the Cash Commission rounding out the starters for tonight. All right, here we go.
Industry Ready Production, PSBeats.com.
Make your purchase
now. Molly got me faded. And you know that we got that, cause everybody in here faded. Got your girl saying she love that. Your girl saying she want that. Now your girl all on me, and she know how bad I want that. Molly got me faded. Bitch got me faded. And you know that we got that, cause everybody in here faded. Got your girl saying she love that. Your girl saying she want that. Now your girl all on me, and she know how bad I want that.
Let me slide through. Okay, this baby. Get hot and warm. I call it gravy. She said she wanted very raw. No safety. She fucking on the stripper pole. I know it's kinda crazy. How I beat that pussy down and have her legs shaking. 2 hours in the bedroom, earthquaking. She say I'm too real for her. She think I be faking. Say burning in the kitchen. You think we be faking? Bought some ice for her ass. Put some Marvin Gaye on, I think we baby making. And I love the way that pussy say she got me craving. And she got that triple money, you know she be banging.
Bitch got me faded, and you know that we got that, cause everybody in here faded. Got your girl saying she love that, your girl saying she want that. Now your girl all on me, and she know how bad I want that. Molly got me faded, bitch got me faded, and you know that we got that, cause everybody in here faded. Got your girl saying she love that, your girl saying she want that. Now your girl all on me, and she know how bad I want that.
Got no money. If you wanna smoke, I got that pack too. We can blow a few, cruising down 85. I fell in love with her body, she got me hypnotized. Reminiscing about when I was down between your thighs. Oh, gripping on the pity that my dick you ride. Murder 187, it's a homicide. Call me Fred Sultan, plus a dollar sign. And let's go make a movie, then we break with wine. So I can see all of your highlights, cause I know you shine. Cause I treat you like wine, you get better with time. I'm looking for a happy singer, cause I know she mine.
Got me faded, and you know that we got that, cause everybody in here faded. Got your girl saying she love that, your girl saying she want that. Now your girl all on me, and she know how bad I want that. Molly got me faded, bitch got me faded, and you know that we got that, cause everybody in here faded. Got your girl saying she love that, your girl saying she want that. Now your girl all on me, and she know how bad I want that.
All right, you guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good, good so far.
All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who won't be having any...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
Oh, boy! That means I win! I get to eat...
Oh, God! Why didn't anybody tell me? Oh, my God! My insides are on fire! No, please. No more. No more.
Dad, I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911. Lois! Lois! Lois, get in here! Okay. Okay. I think it's all gone. I think it's... I don't want to... Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Who wants chowder?
What the devil is that?
It's Peter and Chris. Sounds like they're in trouble.
My God, why is there vomit everywhere?
Is that the Epicac bottle? Oh, no. No, please, not this.
Oh, God, it's not going to be coming out of us. It's going to be going... Oh, dear God. Oh, what the hell? I don't want it.
Dad, I'm scared.
Oh, God, this is so disgusting. I think I'm going to puke.
Stewie, I don't care what it takes. We have got to fix this. We just ate so much vomit. Brian, it gets...
Fresh with it, you know, bitter. Fresh the best with it, with a gang representative, and I'm banged out on Bang Out Radio. Hey, my nigga, it's Slap Sunday. Play some of them slaps for me. Hey, pass the blunt, Dagger. Damn. With it, boys, bitch.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday is the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And I hope everything is going smoothly as it should, because as it sits there right now, my newest beauty of the week is just checking in, I believe. Miss Mary Jane? Smoking Mary Jane. Hello? No? Not yet? Oh, guess she hasn't got in yet. Da-da-da. All right. Be waiting for her to get here. Well, in the meantime, let's see who else out here. How's it going, everybody? How you feeling?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm just chilling. My bad for that late response. You know, I was on mute and shit. Rocking to the new music. I'm feeling it.
Everybody be on that mute button. But, yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Remember, if you want to get in tonight, y'all, 661-621-7559. As always, just chill in the queue. You press one to holler at us. And then, I don't know what I got going on or even what I want to get into. So much things going on and everything. But, funny thing though, I was watching the National Spelling Bee, like, because you know I'll just be running out of shit to watch sometimes. But it was interesting. I was flipping through the channels, and then it was on one of those like backyard channels that you know you do get on cable, but it's one of those ones you never watch anything on. But I'm sitting there watching it, right, and it's amazing to me. On a couple of things. One, these kids was making me feel dumb as fuck.
Because they were spelling the most craziest words like you ain't never even heard before. Like, what the fuck?
That's the one thing, too. I mean, I thought I had a pretty extensive vocabulary. I really thought, you know, I knew a lot of words.
I really thought I did.
You don't know a lot of words until you go watch one of these spelling bees or something like that. You see some of the words that these people pull out of the dictionary. And just for people to spell. And it's amazing because... I didn't even know these words existed. Not only do these words exist, they exist. They have meaning. You know what I mean? They have meanings. They have points of origin. They, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And, like, damn, all these words. Well, I'm only using these.
But on the other hand, I was feeling good though too, because when the kids would mess up, I'd be like, ha ha, you stupid, like ha, because you know at the same time, you know, I'd be thinking, like, you're supposed to be on this level. So yeah, you're supposed to know all these words. And it was like the national championship. So, you know, it's sitting up there. It looks like a damn, you know, when the competition starts, it looks like, you know, they're taking like a class picture. You know, there's all these little kids up on the stage. Everybody got their little seat. It's just one big group. You know what I mean? And then if you haven't actually watched one by one, the little kids come up, little black kids, little Oriental kids, a couple of Mexicans. You know, a lot of little kids know how to spell out there. They'll be trying to test their knowledge, you know, from these – because, you know, the Nationals and the Super Spelling Bee and everything, all televised and everything, these are the ones from all the – these are regional champs. And, you know, this is the best of the best of the best in spelling.
All over
so, you know,
the world.
They, They all out here, right? But, you know, it was cool. There was a couple of little black kids out there. Like, okay, I got some black spellers out there. Maybe, what was that movie? There was some movie about a black little girl that could spell or something. I was like, okay.
Akili
got one of them out there. Akili, that's how it goes, something like that,
mm-hmm.
right? See that one? Got the little Oriental kids. There was a couple of little Orientals out there. See, I was scared of the Asians. The Asians was out there, you know. They was out there. They step right up. Words. They don't need the definition. They don't need.
Hey, there's no
way. They don't need you to say it in a sentence. They don't need you to repeat it. Some of them was up there like they was like da 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 da. It was like da 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 da. Like yes, and just sat back down. Like some of them, you gotta watch them Asians, boy, man. They motherfuckers is crazy. But it's cool. But like I said, it starts off when the competition starts off, it just looks like one big ass class picture. You know, just a whole bunch of little kids up there like smiling and shit. And then one by one, you know, they go up. Get their word, you know, and then it's funny watching these little kids. You can tell the ones if you actually pay attention to it, because you know kids can't hide shit. Kids don't hide shit that well. They're supposed to be able to, but I mean, even in competition, they can't do it that well. You see these little kids, it'd be so hilarious. Some of them, they step up there and they say that word that they really just don't know, but you see them trying to stall for time. Like, can you? And you know, you get certain things that you get to say. It's like, you know, can you repeat the word? And you can tell they're only saying these things to stall for time. It's not like they're really using it in order to help them spell the word. They're just really just trying to stall for time because they have no idea how to spell shit or anything like that either. It's like, they'd be like, okay, can you repeat it? Can you use it in a sentence? Can I get its point of origin? Like, how does the point of origin of the word help you spell it? I don't understand that. So
guess that really can help them because a lot of words and a lot of point of origins, they spell it a different way. So it's like
I said, I don't know, but it was. But like I said, I was on one hand, I was mad because I was like, man, these kids know all these damn words that I don't know and shit or whatever. On the other side, I was like, they was fucking up too. They started. Where the kids was dropping like flies, like some of them, like they spelling bee gets rid of kids real because they gotta move quickly. Because like I said, these are kids from all around, you know, the country and everything like that. So there's a lot of them. There's one probably representing from every state, and the competition is like it's like a weekend competition. This shit was on like all weekend or at least 2 days or whatever. Because you know, there's a lot of kids they gotta get through, but it's one of those like man, eventually, and then
step off the spelling bee.
And it was hilarious. And another thing that was funny about it was like. It, the way they were running the show, you know, the way they were televising it, you would have thought it was like, you know, you thought it was like a basketball game or something. They had the dudes up there at the little teleprompters
and they getting that
and
big
shit,
money. That's why all that stuff costs money. They study and they got teachers, like all that shit. So, of course, it's like going to be televised. Real national and big and everything.
That
people
shit,
coming
but
across
I mean,
the world.
But I mean,
shit.
But it's a televised spelling, but it's on like PBS or some shit. That's what I'm saying. There's not that many people watching this. There can't be that many people that are actually watching this. Like I said, I was watching it because I had nothing else to watch at the time. And it was like,
hey,
okay,
you
this,
will never
just,
know.
And I'll be telling
you,
it was kind of like watching, like, are you smarter than
the
fifth grader? It was kind of like, are you smarter than the fifth grader? I was trying to test my knowledge, but I was feeling dumb as fuck because, like, some of these words are like, what the fuck word is that? And then I'm looking at it, right, because then, you know, when you're watching it, they put the word up there for you so you can see the word. And I'm like, and then I wanted to be like, okay, I see how people can start taking bets on this. You know, people actually bet on this shit, and I've actually seen it. I don't know. People bet on anything. People bet on the spelling
yep,
competition.
I believe that.
And these people are up here because I'm looking at the word's in front of me already. I'm like... And the other thing that really shocked me, though, is when the kids surprised me. You know, I'm like, I see some really fucked up word with all kind of letters and shit in it and everything. I'm like, oh, shit, I don't know what the fuck that is. I couldn't spell it if I wanted to. And the little kid just spells it perfectly the first time, like, do-do-do, with confidence and everything. Like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Correct. Ding. Go have a seat. Like, oh, wow. Like,
that was
I would have lost money on that
bet. When a little kid spelled the word for you, you lost money.
Yeah, I would have lost money on that bet. But, I mean, I don't know. But it was just interesting. You gotta watch different shit sometimes every now and then. Just because. You know, just hear. Like I said, I wasn't doing shit. I was just watching the spelling.
Expand your mind.
But it was just interesting because, like, there's some really interesting, weird fucking words. And, you know, another way to find out if you know any good words or if you're good with your vocabulary, play Word with Friends. I don't know if y'all got that on your iPhones or pads or whatever, you know, your smartphones or anything, but Words with Friends, because it's funny, I come across playing people on that, and they even come across with some fucking words that I didn't even know existed. You know, it's like, what the fuck, what word is that? Like, you got it. got to extend your vocabulary, people. Extending, like I said, you want to be educated. Like I said, there's certain things you can do that will help a little bit. Like I said, it made me feel really dumb that these kids were out here spelling words that I didn't even know existed in life. But at the same time, like I said, it was an experience. It was one of those like, oh, okay, well, you know, I don't feel too bad because, like I said, I can't spell the word. He can't spell the fucking word either. Like, and I don't remember who won. Like I said, I couldn't. It was one of those things. I wasn't actually sitting there just watching it all the way straight through. I couldn't do that. But it was one of those things. Like, I would find something else to watch, and when that would go on commercial or something, I would flip back to it to see what's going on, and then go back to whatever I was doing or whatever. It's just one of those type of situations. But man, I don't remember who won. Like I said, I missed the end. But it's just crazy. Like, there's so much going on. It also leads me, like, there's so much else going on in the world that a nigga may never know about. Like, how do you not know that words exist? You know? And it's crazy because me saying that, because like I said, I got a pretty good vocabulary. You know, my vocabulary is not the best in the world, but it's better than most. But me saying that now, I know there are people with even worse vocabulary than me. And it's like these people probably never even come across these words or anything ever in life. You know, it's one of those things where they used to say, like, you should learn a new word a day. You know, find a new word you just don't know and find a reason to use it throughout the day or something like that. Just because. You know, just do something. Just
exactly.
A little exercise for y'all, whatever. You get something else to do. You know, take it from Bang Out Radio. Because we
slap
the stupidity.
Pick up a book.
Because, yeah, we slap the stupidity out of y'all. We don't want y'all to be dumb or nothing. Like I said, learn some new words, extend your vocabulary. You know, be smart out here. Because, I mean, you gotta be smart. Because there's a lot of people out here doing dumb shit and falling for dumb shit. And I don't want nobody to fall for no dumb or bullshit. All right, y'all? Like I said, I got y'all trying to give y'all some help, some backup. So, again, be careful. Like we were saying, pick up a book, learn something, learn a new word. Just don't
stop
become lazy.
Stop putting China on TV and pick up a book.
Just don't become lazy. I said it. We said this many
exactly.
times. Everybody's becoming lazy. People just don't want to do shit. And the simplest things. I'm not saying you got to go out there and do everything. Because trust me, I'm not gonna get out there and do everything. But fucking do something.
I mean,
something.
You're right about that.
Do something. That's all, y'all. Just do something. Like, you don't gotta be, like I said, rocket science, this, that, whoop, or whatever, but something, all right? Get up
figure
off your ass.
Figure out your talent. Figure out what you're good
man,
at, you know, stop trying to do what everybody else does.
Yeah, so let's get back into the music, y'all. Like I said, I still got some more slappers from people. Let's see, brand new, I mean, the guy, is that, see, like I said, I'm sorry about y'all names if I'm messing it up. I apologize. If you call in and talk to me, then I will be able to get it right. But I mean, the Don, there we go. Like, yeah, be right back. Slap Sunday, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
Get it poppin' over here. Bottles over here. Got the rock in the air. Getting right over here. Dudes over here. Got the ballers over here. Got the scrubs over here. Cause yeah. Got the girls in the club screaming like yeah. Got a dude open. All she do is just stare. Licking your sister and hit you like yeah. Anyone who wanna get poppin' like yeah. See me with the team, pockets full of green. Licking the system, got me kinda mean. Licking the system, got me kinda lean. But don't get it twisted, cause it ain't what it seems. Far from a push, money green like a bush. I'm all on the tush, taking puffs of that gush. Shake it over here, don't go over there. Cause you know we here, we get it poppin' like yeah. My man's right here, and your friend right there. VIP right here, you hangin' with a star. My name ring bells from here to abroad. A real thoroughbred, stop messin' with these frauds. Ratchet over here, make them leap like a frog. I know you kinda open, cause you're hearing my song. So go and shake that donkey. Let me see that donkey. Get it poppin' over here. Bottles over here. Got the rock in the air. Getting right over here. Dudes over here. Got the ballers over here. Got the scrubs over there. Cause yeah. Got the girls in the club screaming like yeah. Got a dude open. All she do is just stare. Licking your system. Hit you like yeah. Anyone who wanna get poppin' like yeah. Got the bottles in the air.
right head, got the chicks on the dance floor shaking like yeah. Ass in the air, party over here, shorty get it popping like yeah. Dress see through, looking for hootie hoo. All that change when she see me in the room. Me against them ain't hard to make a choice. I know shorty open, I can hear it in the voice. I know she like the swag, she know I pop some tags. She look good with the Fendi shoes with the bag. Shorty got a style like the way that she strut. She know we do it right, cause she know we live it up. Doing it big over here, get popping over here. You ain't a baller, better stay over there. Cause you know the team, we do it big right here. And if you don't like it, we get it popping like yeah. Get it popping over here. Bottles over here, got the rock in the air, getting right over here. Dudes over here, got the ballers over here, got the scrubs over there, cause yeah. Got the girls in the club screaming like yeah. Got a dude open, all she do is just stare. Look in your system, hit you like yeah. Anyone who wanna get it popping like yeah. It's looking good right here, in the club right here, get it popping right here. Let me hear you like, yeah, it's looking good right here, in the club right here, make it happen right here, in the club like, yeah, it's looking good right here, in the club right here, get it popping right here, let me hear you like, yeah, it's looking good right here, in the club right here, make it happen right here, in the club like, yeah, get it popping over here. Bottles over here, got the rock in the air, getting right over here. Dudes over here, got the ballers over here, got the scrubs over there, cause yeah. Got the girls in the club screaming like yeah. Got a dude open, all she do is just stare. Lick in your system, hit you like yeah. Anyone who wanna get it poppin' like yeah.
Wanna do right, but the world is wrong, so I write a song and I let it go. This is my life, I let all know. So
roll, 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 roll,
Come on, more like a bitch, ain't nothing fair. Got a lot less jobs, more welfare. Am I supposed to care? No, not I. Way too high, already tried to smoke, drink, work. Think about my life and where it's at, so I can keep on
rising.
While you walk, you fall as
black.
You can keep that, me, you never be that, cause you never do what the dagger do.
Get that, hate that.
Money in the mattress, nigga talking shit, he a bitch and an actress. Check my status and my background. Face every challenge,
and I never back up.
Death is coming, where's my ball? Okay, let's go, what's the solo?
Riding down the highway, speeding in the fast lane. I think I might die today. Fly so high, looking to the sky. You better move out my way. Riding down the highway, speeding in the fast lane. I think I might die today. Fly so high, looking to the sky. You better move out my way.
Seductions, your interrogations, and your jumping of rope, but never your kung fu.
That might have been someone else.
Well, from now on, add my kung fu to the hungers from the CIA's list. Not to interrupt, you dig?
Very well. Black Dynamite, this is about Nam, a.k.a. Vietnam, a.k.a. Nam, a.k.a. Vietnam.
Yeah, good old Vietnam. I remember all four of those places like it was yesterday. Fighting, jungle, the gun.
Shrapnel. That ain't shrapnel. I think that's
Honeybee's barbecue. Look, I know how much you miss Vietnam, Black Dynamite, and we pulled the plug before you could do the impossible, which we already know you're capable of. But we need you, Black Dynamite. We need you to go back to Vietnam.
Black Dynamite? What's Vietnam?
A question a child might ask, but not a childish question. Still, Penny, Black Dynamite's gonna need you to shut the up when grown folks is talking, okay?
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue. Or you press 1 to holler at me. I just want to try to kill a little bit of time because I think my Beauty of the Week is about to call in and check in, so I don't want to get into a conversation and have to cut it off. So real quick, also, let's run through the lineup. Again, as always, y'all know it's Slap Sundays. Every Sunday, 7 to 9, trying to set the stupidity out of these dumb motherfuckers from across the world, all right? And also playing the top slappers from the top independent artists from around the world. The Triple M Show every Monday, Mo Music Monday. Mo Music Monday, all music, no talk, all right? Just 2 hours of the top independent artist music, rap, hip-hop, R&B, just whatever I feel like that day is going to be in rotation, is going to get played, but I ain't going to say nothing. All right, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with my co-host Queen V. That's Adult Matters and Adult Topics, late night, 9 to 11 every Wednesday night. And this is all West Coast time, all right? So I know some of y'all around the world, I got to adjust y'all time and clocks and everything, but this is all West Coast times I'm giving you, all right? 9 to 11 o'clock, like I said, Adult Matters and Adult Topics, Adult Themes. Like I said, it's Hump Nights, just trying to get y'all through the rest of the week. And then, of course, Fuck You Fridays every Fridays, which is the opposite of Monday, which is on Fridays it's just all talk. If you got something you want to get off your chest, if you got any problems, you got any issues, anything you want to talk about, anybody you want to put on blast, I mean, just whatever. If there's something you got to want to talk about before the weekend gets here so you can go into the weekend cool, calm, and collective, then there you go. That's what Friday is for. So call in on Friday, and that's from 6 to 8 because I do it a little bit earlier because I know y'all got shit to do on Friday. You're trying to get out and get turned up, hopefully, or whatever. So I don't want to disturb y'all from doing that. So, again, every Friday. The number's always the same, though, all right, y'all? 661-621-7559. Lock it in your phone. Set alarms to it or whatever. Just holler at me, all right? I'm always going to be here on those days. Well, I'm going to try to always be here on those days. As you know, sometimes shit just happens. But, again, I'm going to try to, all right? But, Mary Jane still holding, still not calling in yet, so hold on real quick. So let's open up the phone lines back up real quick until she does get in here. MIA, you still good?
Yeah, I'm still just rocking and rolling.
All right, it's straight up to 707-8829. You got Dagger, what it do?
Hello?
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 Hello? Yeah, I got you.
Okay, because I just heard a few people saying hello. Well, this is Smoking Mary Jane. I'm
see, you called from a different number. See, my bad. Hold on.
Okay,
I got to give you the proper introduction then. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Everybody, okay, my bad. Slap Sundays presents, like I said, tonight, Smoking, Very Smoking, Mary Jane, out here tonight, Dagger's newest beauty of the week. How are you doing this evening? The official introduction. I apologize. What's up?
It's good. It's good. I'm doing good. I have no complaints. I'm living right now. So, how you doing?
Hey, shoot. From what I see you, I wouldn't complain either, girl. You are on point in all aspects right now, if I could just be blunt, honest with you. But, again,
thank
real quick,
you.
Though, I mean, for those that don't know, like I said, it's easier for you to talk about yourself than for me to talk about you. So, go ahead. Let people know, I mean, a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you're out here doing right now, you know, things like that. And then I'm going to dissect this bio you sent me because, again, you definitely on point with your shit because this is one of the more complete bios that I've ever gotten. So it's like damn, I know damn, I feel
wow.
like we're friends. I feel like we're friends or something. Like I'm not all this info. But go ahead, speak about yourself a little bit. Let people know who you are, you know, what you're about, what you're trying to do, you know, thing, little thing real quick, and then I'm going to dig deep.
Okay. Well, I'm 25 years old. I am from the Bay. I'm from Pittsburgh, Cali. P-World, baby. We in the building.
West Coast, bud. West Coast, got it. Let's go.
That's right. Right now, I'm just an up-and-coming model, just trying to get my face out there, trying to get you interested so that I can get on all these magazines out here. So, yeah, I'm just trying to get myself floated, get it going.
All right, well, here, let me help that, because, like I said, this is the most one of the most put-together bios that I got. So, fellas and ladies, if you like ladies, you know what I mean, take a listen to this, all right? Heist. 5'6", all right, weight, let's see, 156, it's all about proportion. See, people don't understand proportion sometimes, you know, height and weight, it's a balance. It's not, you know, they just don't understand. I'm not even going to get into that. Let's just keep going real quick. Now, then we got, okay, now we know what these sizes are now, 38, 33, 40. Woo!
I'm still working on it. I just
choked on my blunt I was smoking. I'm sorry. And I know you get that a lot, though, too, huh, with the Mary Jane thing. Where did the name come from while we keep going? Let me ask that. Is this something that you came up with yourself? Are you a smoker and you was like, fuck it, I'm rolling with that? Where did the name come from? Because I love the name because, you know, I love Mary Jane.
I can smoke you and your partners out.
You're talking to the wrong person. You know, like I said, no disrespect, but you don't know me. You know what I mean?
Okay. And you don't know me.
All right. So all I'm saying is
don't issue
a challenge if it's not going to pop off. You're going to make me come up there and just to smoke with you to see who's going to pass out first. But yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll see. Let's give it a see. You see? Look at me. But okay, that is where it came from. Yes, very smoking. All right, and you smoke weed. Like I said, most people be trying to fake the funk, be trying to get the name, and then don't smoke weed or whatever. So, I'm just liking more and more. The more I find out, like I said, on point, real. Double D, really? I'm not saying it like that, but I mean, I say it like most Double D breasts, you know what?
It's all natural.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Most Double D breasts is like, they sag, and, you know, people don't take care of themselves. But for Double D's, your shit is on point, and they real, and they just spit up.
You also got to realize that, boo. I haven't had kids yet, so this body is still kind of pure, you know?
Wait, hold on. You sound like me. I got to sound like the police. Wait, let me ask one more. You sure you don't got no kids? You sure?
I'm pretty sure if I had one.
That's what I was about to say. People say the same thing about me, 31-year-old black man with no kids. I don't got none. And they don't believe it, though, but I don't got none. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't want kids, so no.
I must have been in a coma for 9 months, because I wouldn't know.
Oh, now, let's see. Size 8 dress. Now, 8.5. Heels, 9 flats. What does that mean? I was trying to ask somebody what the fuck that meant. Like, that's just...
What does that mean? That means when I get myself in a heel, it's 8.5. But then when I wear a Jordan or something, it's a 9.
Different size for the shoes. So the heels...
You know, like tennis shoes.
So in girls' feet...
Tennis is 9. Heels, 8.5.
So in girls' feet, the heels are a different size. Your foot is a different size for your heels than it is for your shoes.
I can't speak for everybody, but I know.
I'm just saying, in general, I mean, is that the thing for girls? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how girls' shoe shopping goes.
I have to ask another woman about her feet. I'm sorry, I know.
All right. What else we got?
Let's see.
Now, fellas, like I said, fellas and ladies, if you like ladies, it's okay. Like I said, nobody's here to judge you, but y'all need to listen. Like, hair color, brown, you know, short. It's not that short. It ain't that short. I don't agree with that one. It ain't that short.
Well, you haven't actually seen it, so let's put it like that.
Okay, well, then fine. Excuse me. Not
yeah, let's put it like that.
Let's see. Eye colors, beautiful brown. All right. Now we got to go through the ethnicities. Now, how do you get this? And you just seem to have like a nice blendful combination here. And I don't know how we get this on the West Coast, but let's see. Now, Creole, German, Swedish, French, and Indian. How did this mixture come about? How did this happen?
Well, my father, he's Creole, and then mother, she's all the other. So basically, she's white. I consider German, Swedish. No offense, German, Swedish, French, it's all about the same white. And then my father, he's Creole, so he has black, Indian, and white in him. And so there you go. I have a big
big mixture. I'm a butt.
It's like you got the best of the whole combination. You know what I mean? It's not like
got a little bit of everybody.
And then let's see now. Now here's another question I had. This one says shoot nude. So I'm assuming that's a question, but it's implied nude. So does that mean the pictures, it looks like you're naked, but you're really not? Is that what that means, or what does that mean?
Basically, sometimes you actually shoot nude, but the way that they edit or block the way you block your body, or the way that they block the shades in it, that's implied.
Oh, okay,
nude.
I see. So you're technically you're nude, but it's like a shadow may cover you, or that. So you're not showing anything,
style.
But the shoot itself
no,
is nude.
No, I will not
picture.
Be showing. That's light porn, and I'm way against that.
Hey, congratulations. Shit.
You know, do what you do,
no
not
offense.
My image I want to portray. So,
yeah, no offense at all when I say this, but you could probably make a lot of money doing that. I know probably niggas have probably offered you all kind of shit for doing
can.
That kind of stuff, but the fact that you don't have to do that is just amazing. Like I said, because
you don't have to do that. You know,
and I tell people that all the time, especially with the ladies that I come through that I get to talk to and everything. It's like, I know y'all hear that probably all the time and everything, but then there are a lot of ladies that fall into that trap and feel that they have to go that route in order to get where they got to get quicker and everything. But you don't, right? I mean,
exactly.
You don't
have to do that, and that's exactly what I'm trying to stay focused and tell people, like, it ain't all about that, and that's the easy way around is just sleeping, you know, with the next person just to get on the cover or whatnot. I've had a few offers. That's just not what I'm into. Sure, if I want to get up there, but I'd rather work for it and get the respect for it, you know?
How do people even come at you, like, about that type of shit? I've always been curious. Now, do they just be straight up like, yo, if you fuck me or do this, that, you know, I'll put you here and I'll
get
do that?
Team.
Do they just be straight out with
get
it, or do they
team.
Be trying to?
They're like, get on my team. We can make it happen, you know, little things like that. So it's good. You know, if you're from the streets, you understand. So I'm not Boo Boo the Fool. So, you know, it's just not what I'm going for, you know.
I'm working,
you know. So
ain't gonna fool none of these West Coast ladies. I mean, let me not lie. A lot of these West Coast ladies are getting fooled too. Let me not be. There's a lot of stupid bitches everywhere.
But
let me not say
that.
But
you learn. I'm 25 years old, about to be 26. I live and I learn. You know, so it's like.
Well, yeah. I mean, I
can't
I
be playing no more.
Learn.
You know what I'm saying? There's none of that going on because I lived and I learned, and it's just a growing thing. Everyone they go through certain things and then they learn from those things. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm at the age where I'm done. There's a certain thing that I'm expecting, and if I can't get that, then you move on to the next.
But see, that's the best thing about it, too, because you've learned that at an early age. You wouldn't be surprised how many women,
are
older than you
that
haven't even thought about, you know what I mean? They haven't even got,
yeah.
The term I give it is blinking. You know, when you actually blink, I think of it like cartoon style or whatever, you know, when somebody's like, and it just all comes together. And you just realize, like, what the fuck am I doing? Mm-hmm. Or you realize what you want, or it's like
and
that
it feels
moment
good.
Of clarity.
It's like
you know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. It's the most beautiful thing you can have in your life. And it's almost like finding finding God almost. You know what I mean? It really is. It's just like, whoa, you realize. You know,
because, I mean,
realize certain things. You can move on now. You know what I mean? You can move up now. You know.
And it's also
so
you realize, and you realize what you want out of. You realize, first of all, you realize yourself. You realize what you want and you feel you deserve. And then you also realize what you don't want and what you're not going to accept. And as long as you stick
exactly.
with that, you're good, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Totally
see.
Agree.
See, Mary Jane. See, the people I don't get to talk that much, and I don't do that much talking because people tend to disagree with me. Although I feel I make sense, but it seems like I just make sense to those people that makes sense. Smart people. Because I can't
exactly.
stand stupidity. Because there's a lot of I be trying to talk to people. People get mad at me when I say the things that I say, and I'm not saying nothing wrong, but it's the truth. Like I don't get it. And a Virgo. Ooh, that's bad. I hear stories about Virgos. I hear stories about Virgo.
Oh, is that right? What kind of stories did you hear about a Virgo?
Nah, I can't
we
talk
are
about my Virgo
loyal,
stories. Not
okay?
tonight. We would have to say that for Wednesday night. We have to say that for Hump Night. We can't talk about that.
Okay. If we go that
but,
way.
Oh man, but then also let's see. I mean, very much single. Yeah, you wrote that on your old bio. I was like, very much single. What? Can I ask why? I mean, are you just too busy? Nobody's been able to step up to the plate, you know, or is there a reason for that?
Well,
or, you know?
One of the reasons, yes. That's one of the reasons I
I'm just, you know, I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm trying to get comfortable. I'm trying to get where I want to be. And to be honest, I'm up at 6 in the morning to 10 o'clock at night on my phone, on my computer, working. Who has time for anybody else? You know what I mean? I literally do that all day. And that's what I'm doing because I'm trying to push myself. I'm trying to get out there. And what do you know? Every day I'm talking to someone new that's interested in me. That's because I'm pushing myself. If you want it, you're going to push yourself. You know what I'm saying? I have so much more time in life to find that person. You know what I mean? Or he find me or, you know what I mean? To be honest, as of right now, the only way I feel like we would just so happen to, if we work together and just so happen some major, major chemistry where you got me off of my professional queue and we started kicking it or something like that, because there's right now, I just don't see it happening.
Well, but
you know what I mean?
Not
for at least a couple years.
Well, I feel if at least, you know, if it is the right person or whatever like that, he's not going to step in the way of your hustle or whatever you got going on anyway. You know what I mean? You're going to find a way to make it work or whatever regardless. Because me personally, I'll never stand in the way of nobody making no money because I can't stand a lazy bitch, period. You know what I mean? So,
and you know what's
I'm a
funny
firm believer
about that? Let me speak on something. Every day, and if I don't speak back to them, especially particularly on Facebook, I love you, Facebook fans.
Hey, let them know.
Because I always
feel like you're going to say something that I be saying, but don't nobody listen to me. So go ahead. Let them know. Tell them something.
I feel like I'm getting disrespected because you're not understanding that I'm on Facebook trying to push myself. And when I don't reply to, hi, baby, how you doing, and all these kind of things, I get called all these B's and F's and I'm stuck up and all this. And it's like, how are you getting at me like that when I'm on my grind right now? You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like those kind of people are trying to bring me down. You know what
people
I'm saying?
People hate people that are doing something when they're sitting still. People cannot stand people moving by them. And then, because it's like, think of it like this, right? It's like you're moving on the highway, right? You're driving down the highway. You're trying to get where you got to go, right? You're zooming. You know, you pushing 90, 120. You on the move, right? And these are the motherfuckers you got to think, like, these are the people that are hitchhiking. You know, when you, they're hitchhiking down the road slowly, steadily, trying to get where they got to go. Now, see, when you drive past, they see you looking all good and everything, try to stick their hand out, you know, try to get some attention and everything. When you don't, because you try to get where you got to go, and me personally, I don't pick up hitchhikers. Fuck them. I'm scared of hitchhikers. You can't trust people. So, I mean, this is the analogy we're using right here. But that's what I mean, though. They see you drive by. They try to wave you down and say hello and everything like that. And when you don't, and when you keep going, they get mad. I'd be mad, too, if I was a hitchhiker walking on the road and everything, too, but say I'm not a hitchhiker. But I'm not a hitchhiker. So the main thing I've come to learn is that, like I said, the one main thing I know is that bottom line is everybody's going to do what they want to do. You know, and people are just assholes. People are just fucked up. And, you know, the world is fucked up in the whole sense anyway. So people are just going to be haters. You just got to let people do what they do and just do what they feel and just not let it get to you. I find it just funny. I just laugh at it because,
you know, it's not so much that it gets to me. It's just almost annoying just because literally my whole, you know, my inbox is getting full of BS. And it's not that I don't see you guys. I don't mind you guys talking to me, but talk to me on my page. Don't talk to me on my, you know, my inbox because I'm looking for my business. Shoot me you want to talk business. Hey, instantly, we can talk. That's
and
what I'm about
and
right
on the
now.
Other
I can't stop anything right, you know?
Yeah, and on the other side of that, I mean, and from my angle, too, it's funny because, you know, the thing I sent you about the show, right, like, you know, if you're interested, come holler at me and everything. You wouldn't believe, like I said, as much as I be trying to be on business, you don't believe how many, like, ladies or women, I think they women or whatever, I try to holler at, and they come at me like I'm one of these niggas trying to dog them and steal their pictures, and like, I'm one of these old dudes trying to cheat them and everything like that. I'm like, because when you hit me up, like, okay, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the excitement that I want. That's the motivation that I like. Because, like I said, I'm motivated. I mean, what's it going to hurt to talk to somebody? Whatever these women have been through or whatever is good, this is what I mean. It's just people. I find myself, like I said, there's a rare breed out there. It's not just haters or whatever, but I don't know what to call them. I gotta come up with a name, but it's just like there's real people, like real people, like, oh, See, what I use the Matrix analogy. You seen the Matrix? I watch a lot of movies, so I know a lot. Of movies, but you know the Matrix movies, the trilogy, right?
Of course.
So it's kind of like we're in the real world, right? We're in the real world, and we could jack into the Matrix when we want to. You know, we could jack in and out as we see fit. If we want to get in, party, turn up, whoop, or whatever, we can do that. But we know what the real world is. We understand both sides of it, but we choose to live in the real world. But there are these people out here, and there are these other people that will fight and kill for that false reality. You know, that's all that they know. They don't know what the real world is really like, you know. There's all different kind of aspects of that, but it's realness versus everything else, and everything else is taken over at this point, at least with other people.
Right.
So it's just
no,
hard.
You're right.
Like, because let me ask you this though, real quick. How many of those bullshit notes did you have to go through? I mean, to get to mine, because I know I sent you some, but I probably get lost in all kind of bullshit, right?
Yeah, you do, actually. No, literally, I get messages probably about 50 a day at least in my inbox. So,
Damn. Yeah,
it's starting to boom every day. Not that I don't appreciate the love, but it's just like when you
business.
Take it to a negative, you know, exactly. And then when you take it to a negative note, like, it's just like, come on, bro, you taking it too serious. You know what I mean? Like, be respectful. I ain't disrespecting you. You know what I mean? Off top, just because I haven't responded back don't mean I disrespect you. You know what I mean? That
like
just
I said,
means
don't
I'm
be mad
so
at you
and
hit
soccer
and I'm driving and shit. Like I said, you got
to
tell them like
saying?
That. And then later on in life, and then I also see this here. When all said and done, you know, modeling thing, big, you know, turns big, stack up the money. Later in life, you want to build a group home to help children in need of a loving home. So you just want to open up an orphanage? No offense, I'm just saying that's what it is, right? I'm not trying to say it like that.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Basically, the old terms, yeah.
Okay.
It basically is just because there's so many children out there that still need homes. Like, I was put in the system at 3 years old. You know what I'm saying? Was in there till I turned 17 and got emancipated on my own. So, and I've been
Wait. You put in the group. Oh, so you didn't? I assumed since you were talking about your parents earlier, I thought they were in your life. You've been on your own that long? You said you were in a group home?
Yeah, I was in the foster system.
Now you got even more respect because usually,
you know what I mean?
Usually more girls that complain, that go through stuff that you have gone through and that made it, you know, that's their excuse to say that they can do this or they can do that or that. They use it as an excuse, you know, but it didn't stop you. So it's like even, like, I don't know what I can say.
It should be
your
willpower to just
like,
want better. You know what I mean? Whatever I didn't have, I always dreamed to have it in the future. You know what I'm saying? So the way that I can fulfill that is by accomplishing, having a good career so that I can establish my empire. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
like I said, work, and the fact that you're working for it.
Because most people will give up. A lot of people, you know, like I said, make excuses. My mom wasn't around. My daddy wasn't around. I had to do this. I had to do that. Nobody cared. It's like, and that's what I always say. It always comes down to the individual. No matter what you may have been through, if you want to make it and you want to do something with your life, you can do it, period.
Exactly.
And nobody going to stop you. Oh, man.
You don't understand how many people out there just want me to fail right now and have wanted me to fail for a long time. But you know what? It's all good. I don't need nobody but myself, and the only other person is God. You know what I'm saying?
Let them know one more time. Can you say that one more time? Let people know what you don't need.
But God. God is the only person that you need on your side. Don't get me wrong. I'm not Miss Angel. Never, you know, not say I never have.
But like I said, there's a difference.
But I do believe in the Lord, and I do believe that that's the only person that really got you, because I can tell you time and time and over, a million people that don't got over on me. You know what I'm saying? But God's still there. So, hey, you know. But anyway.
Oh, man. Like I said, Mary Jane,
I'm trying to stay focused. You know,
I'm in love with Mary Jane already today. That's what I'm saying. So, but shoot, I mean, I don't want to close off your interview, but I mean, I'm gonna have to because I know I can't keep you all day. But at the same time,
yes.
If you ain't doing nothing else, you're more than welcome to hang out for the rest of the show, kick some shit about whatever we're gonna talk about or whatever may pop up if you're available.
Okay, well, just let me know.
Oh, well then you're hanging out then. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna get in Dagger's double play. All right. And then we're going to be right back with Dagger's Newest Beauty of the Week. All right, hanging out, Miss Mary Jane. And we're going to open the phone lines back up. And like I said, I got some shit we got to talk about because, like I said, we're trying to help people. This is, and y'all ain't going to get no reality radio. And in honor of, what do I want to do real quick? Because we're going to have a smoke session a little bit later, Mary Jane, all right? Just because you're hanging out on the show tonight, we're going to have a smoke session a little bit later. But right now, all right, we're just getting into Daggers Double Play real quick on the Slap Sundays, and we will be right back. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Remember, if you still want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, fill in the queue where you press 1 to holler at us. We'll be right back.
Let's do it.
Oh, shit.
I
don't know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I do know now.
Do.
So, this is what it is right here, all right?
Never knew
it. AKA 4DB with it. Listen up. Grow up and face a world like this. So many bitches, haters, perpetrators up in the mix. The more I try to fix, I realize it's out of my hands. So I don't give a fuck, shit, care, hell or a damn. Fuck a plan. I'm stingy now, cause people out here paper jacking. So I just do whatever the fuck I want to now and see what happens. Sit back and keep on laughing, only way to hide the hurt. Many years of hard work, pills, weed, new post, same jerk that loves to flirt. You never wanna catch sober, staying fucked up. I never worry about a hangover, I'm getting bolder every day. I'm not the type to run away, we all die sometime. But for me, it won't be today, comprende, you act fake. Chew you up like Glad, dissect you like in science class, sell your parts on eBay. Just like the Kimbe Mutombo or a Michael Buffer witty.
Let's get ready to rumble.
I never knew I'd live a life without a smile, a hug.
I never knew I'd
find happiness in drinking and drugs.
I never knew
could
I
never ever put my trust in a bitch.
I never knew I'd
be the one that people call in the clinch.
I never knew
be
I'd
be alive cause black people we die.
I never knew I'd
shed so many tears I can't even cry.
I never knew I'd
make it this far without any kids.
I never knew I'd
now I do, fuck it, that's how it is.
I never knew
I'd think that if they never fall, that'll make them tough. But everyone falls, it takes strength to keep getting up and raise up on your 2 feet, stand tall, hold your ground and give it to the next nigga or bitch that try to knock you down. I'd rather frown, so take my smile, flip it, turn it upside down, smoking on Robinson, shedding tears from a clown. Now, all I find is blood, pain, and persecution. Bret Hart with it, though.
Excellence of execution.
This world's an illusion. And I've been unplugged for decades. We all got a life, never knowing when you get paid. So I get laid, smoke, drink, snip lines, relax, and mollies. Only way to stop myself before I snap and kill somebody.
Do you understand?
But God, he never talks to me. I live until I die, to holler at him and see.
Judgment
day. Am I a good man or a perpetrator? Do I get past the gator? Is it the lava like the Terminator? Live a life without a smile or a hug.
I never knew I'd
find happiness in drinking and drugs.
I never knew
could never ever put my trust in a bitch.
I never knew I'd
be the one that people called in the clinch.
I never knew
be
I'd
be alive cause black people we die.
I never knew I'd
shed so many tears I can't even cry.
I never knew I'd
make it this far without any kids.
I never knew I'd
now I do, fuck it, that's how it is.
I'm
disturbing, hearing voices always talking so I can't sleep. I stay up in my head around real people I barely speak. Cause I ain't shy, just quiet when I talk nobody like it. Cancel my music,
it's way too much.
I wouldn't even buy. You people like to try me and music, live and die. The game of rap is extra whack, body fat needs a diet. I should've quit, cause being real don't get you rich. The game is fucked up, but we all keep fucking with this fat bitch. Because the bitch we paying stupid though, yeah, she a dummy. Just like a real bitch, she likes to give
the wrong niggas money.
This is beyond funny, but I gotta state facts. You pay on whack raps, real artists falling through the cracks. But hey, I'm cool with that, cause there's no cool for ignorance. You ain't gotta know me.
Just listen up.
Ain't I killing it? Wait, hold up, you know what? Don't do this for the recognition, just here to prove a point.
You rappers ain't no competition.
I never knew I live a life without a smile's a hug.
I never knew I
find happiness in drinking and drugs.
I never knew
could never ever put my trust in a bitch.
I never knew I
be the one that people calling the clinch.
I never knew
be
I
be alive cause black people we die.
I never knew I
shed so many tears I can't even cry.
I never knew I
make it this far without any kids.
I never knew I
now I do, fuck it, that's how it is.
And there you have it.
I told y'all, I'm done with this shit, man. This is that anti-hater music right here.
I never knew
Dang.
I.
LA, West
I
Coast all day.
I.
AKA 4DB.
I never knew
you
I.
You know what I mean? With a gang. That's
I
how
never
I do.
Knew
Hood
I.
Bound. That's what it is.
I never knew I.
Act like y'all know. Cause
I never
know
knew
now.
I.
Yeah. Dagger bitches.
That's right. AKA 4DB.
It's one of those, you know. I'm giving up.
I don't give a fuck,
Trent. I gotta let this shit go.
Let
it
go, my nigga.
Much.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen up.
Follow this.
I try to be good. The good guy keeps losing with the niggas I trust and the bitches I be choosing. Niggas say they got my back about their money when I get it. When I turn around, they're the first ones to stab me in. I don't get it. First they on me, then they cross me. I see they two colors because they just want to kill me soft. I ain't letting shit ride. If I kill all the haters, would they consider that genocide? It's just a public service. Look at them. I got them nervous. If I'm doing something, then I do it with purpose. Fuck that. Ain't nothing magical. I'm living in a world full of stats, facts, and actual. No time to be casual. Dagger wasted a lot of that. My spidey sense. This is a hater, kill him on contact. I ain't getting sidetracked, Wyatt Earp is hunting them. Anybody hating the dagger, I'm
gonna murder him.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. I told y'all I was done, didn't I?
So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U.
So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
bitches think they niggas now. All be on that dumb shit. Bitch, get it right. You don't got one. You suck dick. You ain't a woman, bitch. A ratchet with a good disguise. Hiding behind your fake hair and nails. Tell the real lies. Getting a lot of tries to make ties last. Now I'm real quick to tell the bitches. Cause either they real dumb or never made it out the 8th grade. Can't get a job fucking and sucking to get paid. All you do is get laid and act strange for chump change. Getting traded more than stocks do like a stock exchange. Cause they ain't a cocky bitch that's trying to front. Sounding like them kids are Morty. So what? You got a car, house, job, and pay your own shit. None of that matters when you used to acting like a... Yeah, you got power, but you lack responsibility. So fuck them all, cause caring about these women, it be killing me.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. Who the fuck am I to get on the mic and talk shit? The same guy high
smacking you to get some real hits. The same guy that's on the edge, but fucking now I'm jumping off. But when I hit the bottom, I just stand up and walk it off. My skeleton is strong, binding with adamantium.
Bitches mad, they throw me they pussy, I throw it back at him.
And I just laugh at him. Yeah, he's a rude dude at AGA. Mr. Nigga always got an attitude.
Because I don't pretend. See the world we living in, I shouldn't be trying.
Because real niggas, we don't ever win.
So I'm just getting by, because in the end,
I never peg it. I'll just be the hardest nigga on the mic that didn't make it.
That's my destiny, I live my life and let it be. And even with side
shots,
niggas couldn't see. I'm a delinquent. Smoke Drake frequent.
West Coast best kept secret.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it. F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it.
You see anything? No. Hello? Kitty? God? Grandma? Don't tell me we haven't even reached the Cloud City yet.
No Cloud City, not even the Giant. Heaven must still be a long way off.
All right, look. I didn't want to have to say this, but I think maybe we're not seeing Heaven because one of us doesn't believe in it enough.
Huh?
Heaven could be like the pixie fairies of Bubble Yum Forest. You only see them if you really believe in them.
What?
You know, maybe we're not seeing Heaven because one of us is a J-O-O.
What does me being a Jew have to do with anything?
Because Jews don't believe in Heaven.
Yes, we do. Just not a Christian Heaven.
Right. Your idea of Heaven is getting $5 off your matzo ball soup at Barney's Beanery by lying about a hair in it.
What up, it's your boy Trey Little John here to let you know that none of the rest matters because you're now tuned in to Slab Sundays with Dagger.
That's right, y'all. We back. Slap Sundays at Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Hanging out tonight with my newest... drink kicking in. With my newest beauty of the week this week, Miss Mary Jane. Still good?
Yes, sir.
All right. And M.I.A., you still in the building?
Yep, I'm back.
All right, for sure, for sure. Well, Miss Mary Jane, you're the guest of honor tonight. So let's. What would you like to talk about? You want to talk a little bit of sports? I don't know if you're a sports person or do you want to talk reality shows?
Ooh, okay. I'm the wrong person to talk about any of that. I don't watch none of that. Sorry.
Well, then let's go.
Well, how you doing, Miss Mary Jane? I want to introduce myself. I'm MIA. I'm good. How you doing, Ma? Pretty good.
Let's talk this. It's a new, actually, because I don't watch reality shows either. But I've been still hunting for a gossip girl because I want a girl because I know there's at least one lady out there that watches every single one of them and knows everything going on with all the housewives and everything and all this. And
can
report to me about what's going on because it's interesting shit. I mean, it's kind of interesting. I can't sit there to watch it because it's so dumb to get to. But it's interesting to people for whatever reason. I don't know. But the one that I may have to watch just to see how bad it is, or I need somebody to watch this when it does come out because I want y'all to report to me about this. You seen the one that they're coming out with about the preachers now? Have you seen the commercials for this? There's gonna be a preacher reality show where they're following around preachers from different churches and everything like that. And now they're following them around behind their lives and everything. And then I saw the little demos for this, and it's like, and these preachers are like, it's not your hood preachers, though. You know, these preachers, like, blinged out, you know, Rolls Royces and shit. Like, it's completely not what I would think about when I think about a preacher. You know what I mean? But And then
yeah.
And then the conversations they're having, like they're talking to their family and everything, and he's like, well, yeah, I'm a preacher, but I'm a man first, and this, and it's like, it's just that God, people done sold God now, in a sense. That's how I figure. I mean, churches were already kind of in trouble. Everybody was already worried about shit. And now it's like, do you think that this is going to actually make things better or a lot worse? For me, it's going to make things a whole lot worse when it comes to church and everything as well. Because this is the prime example of what people be talking about when they say they don't want to give money to churches or they're worried about
exactly.
churches. They don't know what people are doing. And they're broadcasting it now.
Exactly.
I don't want to make
sense.
Because I'm
a little
preacher.
As black people, because you know it's black people. You don't see no Asians or no Mexicans walking around.
I mean,
like
I think
that.
There may have been one. Wait, hold on. While we discuss it, I'm gonna try to see if I can get on YouTube real quick and see if I can pull up one or whatever or something. Because I don't remember where I saw it. But yeah, the one you know the ones that was big talking was black and everything. But this amazes me because like I said, like we were talking about earlier, Mary Jane. It's like I don't go to church. You know, I don't go to church, but I'm a religious person. You know, I believe in God and everything too. I just don't feel. You know, it's just been so hard for me because of, you know, the way people are in church. I mean, it's really hard to find a good, real church, you know, in a sense now where you can feel welcomed and everything and you feel this and that, and it's just hard. But I just personally believe that, you know, I can follow the Lord in my own way. That's just how I feel. But with this, look at everything that's been exposed already. I mean, we got the housewives, we got doctors' wives. Remember the Real World Road Rules shit that become. I mean, everybody's exposed. They got dentists, doctors, they got people that
everybody's
read
the reality show.
You know what I mean? They got the people that come do your yard throughout the day. Like
everybody trying to get paid.
Yeah,
exactly. Doing the same fucking thing.
I honestly thought there were certain things that were untouchable. You know, maybe that's where I'm ignorant. I really thought there were certain things that's like, nah, they're not gonna do that. They did that. Like,
well, Hollywood proved you wrong.
Every day,
like, I can't believe they really. And it's like the preachers. You would think these are like rap stars or something like that, but these are preachers. Like he's sitting up there. You know how they do the little intros for the show and everything. He putting on his big shades with his watch showing and his bracelet on the other hand. Like putting on his shades. And then they cut to the other scene where he's all in, where he's in his congregation and everything healing. And one of the preachers is one of the preachers that's like the You know when the people be in there in the big tents and everything, he touch your head and people fall out like, oh my god! Like when the people line up just to have him touch them, like and he slap him on the forehead like, put the God in you, like there you go, like he's one of them type of preachers. I'm like, oh my! And they're about to broadcast this. Y'all really about to expose this side of shit now? Like I thought first the first straw for me was Honey Boo Boo. That was the first straw. I went when it came to reality shows. That was the very first one. When they can sit up here and broadcast a fat white kid like she's cute and everything like that. Again, I'm not trying to diss Honey Boo Boo. It's just a simple fact that they're broadcasting it like it's okay. And then the whole family's fat. They're eating fucking pancakes wrapped in butter with bacon wrapped around that and shit. Like they're eating all and it's on the Discovery Channel. Like this is. People don't think past what they're just saying, but I think about shit like that. That's what started it off for me. Like, what the fuck is this? Then, what was the next one that did it? Oh, what did I just see? Oh, man, it's slipping me. But this one, the Amish. I said there's some reality show where these Amish kids done left the Amish community and now they're in the real world or whatever and trying to adapt from being Amish to real world life now and everything, and they're following these people around. I'm like, what the fuck?
Did
the Amish? Really?
Did you see the Amish girl who left the Amish community and now she's like modeling and bikinis
right?
And everything? I believe so. She's doing her thing. Now she's like, well, now it's kind of just like my other community because you still have to be a certain way, you know? I have to make sure I have beautiful skin and this and that, you know?
Yeah,
so,
bitch, you're a porn
yeah.
star. Like, duh. Like, what did you think it was going to be? Like. I mean, but that's what I mean, bitch. You're Amish. Amish people don't know shit already because your whole point is to not know shit. Your whole point is to not be technologically literate and to be around real world people. That's the point of being Amish, is so you don't have to deal with anybody else. So then you come out of Amishhood or whatever at 18. And it's like one of those things. It's like you one of those type of bitches. It's like bitches coming to LA from like some weird out North Dakota or some shit. The typical get dropped off in the middle of Hollywood, and some pimp picks her up and shows her, you know, they shows her downtown LA and tells her it's Hollywood. You know, it's that type of shit. Like, you don't know no better. You don't know no better. I could drive you through Compton. I could drive you through Compton. You gonna think it's Beverly Hills. You don't know no better. So it's like, and this is the last straw for me. Like I said, I'm done now. I'm done. I'm just so done with reality TV show. I mean, I've been done, and I only watch it because sometimes I'm stuck in situations where I have no choice but to watch it because I'm not in control of the TV. And like I said, girls seem to love a lot of these shows for whatever reason. So instead of arguing with people, you know, I just sit there and talk shit during the whole show. So hopefully they may change the channel. But
doesn't work out too good, huh?
No, it doesn't. This is basically just shut the fuck up. I'm trying to watch TV. But it's okay. You know, it's okay.
Exactly.
We're
going to watch our show.
But it's like, it pisses me off because when I'm in that situation, it's like, okay, I'm sitting there and I'm chilling and I got to watch this shit. And I'm looking at her all into this shit and everything. And I'm like, there's so many women and other people just like you right now sitting around their TV doing the same, you know, having the same reactions. Maybe worse or whatever. I'm like, probably some girl somewhere having a whole little drinking party or whatever, watching all this shit together, you know. Like, you know, just imagine what females can do sometimes. And I just be thinking, like, that's why I'm mad at society, because as long as people watch this shit, they're going to keep trying to outdo themselves. And they done outdid themselves. Mm-hmm. They done put God up for sale, and they're about to expose these fucked up preachers. And you really think she's going to make anything better as far as religion? And like I said, people are already worried about going back to the church and trying to get things. This is what I keep saying all the time. The world is going in the wrong direction. Everybody's going the wrong way. Like, that's just
my
opinion. Everything's going in the wrong way. I don't know what's going to happen. But
well,
the direction everything's going is not the business. It's not. So
you never know.
Because I don't know. Or it's going to have to wrap itself all the way around. It's one of those things where it's like it may have to get worse before it gets better. You know, they always say that. Like, maybe it has to get worse before it gets better. I can't see it getting any worse than this. When you're plagiarizing and you're putting out there, like I said, preachers, like, there's nothing sacred. Like I said, nothing. Nothing. Not even the church. Somebody's going to put their church up for sale for a chance at a reality show.
If you really want to talk about the church, not to be disrespectful, but the church has been, like, on that note a long, long time ago with Pastor Boys, okay? So as far as it not being sacred, it's been a long time since the little Catholic Boys. You know what I mean? It hasn't been sacred for a long, long time before these guys were even pimped out, you know, looking like pimps, you know,
That's what I said. As much trouble as the church may be in already, like I said, the church is already on shaky ground. You know what I mean? It's already shaky. You know, nobody really trusts church. Anyway, not that many people go to church. People will tell you they're religious, they believe in God. But not that there are less and less people going to church, period.
You're right.
And there are
less people
actually believing in God. I mean, to be honest, there are a lot more atheists coming around now and everything, too, or just people that just don't believe in anything else because they're so wrapped in reality that they don't have a chance to believe. Or, you know, I don't know. I don't know what people's backgrounds are or whatever. But these are just simple facts. All right?
Yeah.
A lot of less people are trusting the church. A lot of less people are trusting the Lord and everything, period. And that's what I mean. Things are going in a weird direction. But again, like I said, we're not here to judge. I'm never, like I said, do you. As long as you ain't hurting nobody, you ain't harming nobody. But it's just dumb because, like we were just saying, the church is already on a rocky ground. It's already shaking. And this is just going to, I feel it's going to just make things a lot worse. I'm going to watch the first just to see. Just so I, because I shouldn't talk about shit I haven't seen. The series hasn't came on yet. I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm at least going to watch the first episode to see what the fuck these people are talking about. You know, and then it's just. And then just the one line that killed me is just like, I'm a preacher, but I'm a man first. So, but if you're supposed to be a preacher, that means you're supposed to give all to God, right? So that means you've given up, but you're defending that. That one little scene right there already done messed me up for the whole show. Because it's just like, that's just like a nun talking about, you know, yeah, I'm a nun, but I'm a woman first. Like, no, you're a nun first. That's what, if you choose to do that, that's what you are. So, oh man, I'm sorry. I just had my moments. I'm sorry. I need to smoke some weed. I'm gonna smoke some weed. Yeah, and since we got Mary Jane hanging out with us tonight, y'all, we definitely gonna have a proper smoke session right now. So get your blunts, your bongs, your zigzags, whatever you rolling up, whatever you sparking on, whatever you got, roll it up right now because we smoking with Mary Jane in the smoke session right now. All right, y'all. So we're gonna start it off like this. This is the smoke session. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Dagger, Mary Jane, MIA hanging out. Slap Sundays. Let's get it.
I need some.
And I'm so cool.
Info.
like Nintendo. First class private jet trip to Bahama. Got to be first, like my name is Obama. I'm balls out and chillin', looking like a baller. You bummed out and stinky, chillin' on the corner. Ew, nigga, you not on my level. My rhyme straight hell like a pack with the devil. I'm here to take over the game to serve soldier. Rip MC easily like cheap posters. Ayo, who's that puffin' on the end goes? It be me for your motherfuckin' info. Ayo,
Levitate. Niggas quick to hate, cause I be stacking with my eyes red. Gonna die high, smoking weed on my deathbed. That should help my spirit flow. Look, my blood broke. Now it's time for surgery, cause Dr. Dagger gotta smoke. Please pass a zigzag, roll it up, lick it fast. I know I ain't the only one that gave a blunt a body cast. Dagger walks a higher path, try to catch me if you can. Somewhere up in Neverland, smoking on that
Peter Pan.
You will never understand. Dagger's life is full of hurt, that's why I spend a lot of it
floating through the universe.
Could be worse, a lot of people hate, but you can say the drama. I'm in love with Mary Jane, aka Miss Marijuana.
Oh, sounds like I'm taking off, I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off, I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high.
People y'all choking, coughing up my lungs, but a nigga still smoking. Hoping they legalize it quick while they make it hard. I ain't paying $40 just to get a weed card.
Fuck that.
Sorry, doctor, office, I ain't stepping in. Got four or five suppliers for prescribing me my medicine. Helps me keep the devil in, keeps me cool when I'm high. KD, get over here, please, girl, and help me out. See, when I rise and I, when I go to sleep, when I'm writing bars, but when I kill a beat, when I be going out, before and after work, when I'm feeling good, when I feel hurt, when I roll out, when I post up. While I'm getting hit, while I'm getting fucked. Because the world is foul, that's why I'm right now, dagger reps the green team. Keep it in my bloodstream. Now I bleed, eat shit, make smoking piss green. Yeah, I know I smoke a lot when dipping. I'm in overdrive, ain't nothing like a hypey high.
Dagger, you ain't never lied.
You can try to reach my level, but I don't fuck with y'all. And if I fall, don't blame the weed, blame the alcohol. I piss on you like Kelly, I believe I can fly. Because I'm
so high. Feels like I'm taking off, I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off, I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high.
Come, Jeff, to our home.
Thanks, Mrs. S. House rules.
Unfortunately, there's a stern side to the welcome basket.
No smoking pot.
Mom, Jeff needs it. He's got a prescription. He has a compulsive disorder that could get really bad if he goes off his medication.
Oh, shut up, Haley. That's not true. Look, it's not even my rule. It's your dad's. You think I wouldn't like to spark up a doober every now and again? Just take a nice, slow, extra careful drive. But, Mom...
It's okay, Haley. I can handle it. I mean, weed's the thing I care about the most, but maybe that should be you.
Aw. Thanks, Jeff. Man, you got me thinking about weed now. That stuff makes me want to drink so much soda. I smoke a bone, then I drain a 2-liter of Sunkist in like a second. Freaks people out.
Yeah. Your boy Levi Kev, you are now tuning in to Slab Sundays with your boy, the Dagger, West Coast, all day. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's right. We back. Slab Sundays, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Did I say Slab Sundays? Yeah, I did. All right, Slab Sunday. But yeah, we back. Chilling out with Dagger's newest beauty of the week this week, Miss Mary Jane. Still good. Smoking. Mary Jane.
Yes.
Yeah. And MIA, you still in the building?
Yep, I'm here.
Now I just want to see if this nigga is gonna press the one button and see if he wants me to jack him in or not. Are you talking or are you just gonna sit there and look? Cause I know that phone number. I guess he's just looking. We'll leave him alone then. But dang, what else? Before we get up out of here, police. As much as I've realized a few things, as much as I complain about police. Oh, see, okay, you do want to get in. Okay, see, here we go. Hold on, real quick. Fresh the best with it. What it do?
Yeah, I mean, hey, man, don't be putting me on blast and shit.
I didn't say no names or anything until you got on. Nigga, they didn't know what nigga I was talking about. What it do?
Yeah, I mean, we the gang in the building. Slash Sunday.
How you feeling tonight? You good?
Yeah, you know. Same shit, different.
One funny note, because see, Mary Jane, this is like one of my closest homeboys right here, right? Now, Fo, my newest beauty of the week right here, Miss Smoking Mary Jane, said she can not only smoke me under the table, she can smoke me and all my homies under the table. Like, you can't smoke as much as her.
Right. Don't believe the hype.
Hey, I believe that. I'm not about to, like I said,
nobody know nothing. I'm just telling them we might have to make a trip up to the O one day or go up that way and have to put this to the test and see. But
don't believe
so
the hype.
But as I was saying,
I roll stencils. Know what a stencil is?
No, but I smoke through backwards, baby. Backwards. I'm a backwards.
Stencils are blunts put together.
No, I don't smoke those either.
Put together.
Why would you smoke that?
You put the blunt together and you roll it.
No, he likes rolling the extra
paper.
Yeah, he likes rolling the extra long. Like, imagine. Remember the original Batman with Jack Nicholson and Michael Keaton. Remember that movie. Remember the big ass long
the Joker
gun he pulled
gun.
Out at the end. At the big ass long gun the Joker pulled out.
I wrote
at
a blunt longer than that.
Yeah, even just a whole blunt that long.
I wrote blunts longer than that.
Z-list.
But
we call those Z-list.
Oh, Z-list. Wait, what are they called?
Z-list.
Oh, wow. See, there's all these different turns. I mean, that's why we got to travel. I want to travel just to hear what different type of turns people got for shit. And I want to put together, you know, like over here, they stencils. Over there, they this. Over there, they this. Like, if it's all the same thing, it's interesting when it comes to weed. But that's another conversation. I'll try to talk about these police real quick. Now,
fuck the police.
Yeah, we feel that way. Now, again, when it comes to police, in L.A., people like to complain all the time and everything. I mean, I complain, too, myself, because, you know, there's some assholes out here, too. But jail and police in other countries is way more fucked up than people will ever be over here. The shit we complain about, oh, my fucking God. Like, and I'm actually riding for the police over here. It's only because I've seen some shit, right? This is over in Africa, so this is some black people shit. I don't know if anybody else saw this video. There's this video of some police officers in the Congo or somewhere over there. I think that's where it was. And they got the prisoners sitting there, and they pulled the prisoners out of their cells or whatever. There's like two or three of them sitting out there. And all they're doing is sitting there making the prisoners slap each other, like having a slap fight. And they just sitting there laughing at him. Like, did you see that video? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck is this? Like, and I mean, literally, F.O., literally, like two dudes, and they sitting there in their drawers and their boxers and shit, like, standing right across from each other, and then all you hear is the officers like, and then one of the dudes be like, pow, stop the shit out of the other nigga. They just, ha, 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 they start laughing and shit. And then he's like, then the other cop's like, then the other dude's like, pow, slap the shit out the other dude. Like, pow. They just sit there laughing at these dudes. I guess they ordered them to sit there and slap each other back and forth. Like, they ain't got shit else to do in the jail cell.
I'd be laughing too, though.
That's not like that. Like, look at you. See, this is why niggas can't be, shouldn't be up police officers. But, I can't lie. I sat there and laughed when I saw the video, too. But, I mean, we can laugh because we're not in the position of authority. We're not police officers. What the fuck are these cops doing? Like, that they can just sit here and just have prisoners just sit there and slap the shit out of each other like that. And then have the other dudes be on almost some gay shit, like, turn around, they were slapping each other's back, like, pow, like, giving a big-ass backslash and shit. And then just, ha-ha-ha-ha, motherfuckers were just, like, it was the funniest shit in the world. See, this is why I can't talk to the homie like that, because he would do some shit like that. You can't give niggas no kind of power. You have niggas slap themselves, huh, fuck?
Yeah. Slap that nigga, and then... And then you gotta have a good mama joke, like talk about your mama. Your mama's so black. You know what I'm saying? But good,
you gotta slap them and have a good your mama joke. But niggas is dumb. But y'all be careful. I'm just saying, as far as police go, like, it's fuck the police all day, every day. There are asshole police over here and everything like that. But at the same time, I'd rather deal with these American police than go overseas and been in anybody else's jail and deal with any of these other guards or anything like that. Or you ever see, like, locked up abroad, or you see some of these other jails and shit, even worse. Niggas is happy to be in L.A. County jail, you know what I mean, than to be in some of these prisons around the world where your cell is just a hole in the rock that you just crawl in. You just crawl in the hole in the rock. There's like 50 holes in the rock on the side of the wall. You just climb into one, and you don't even get the same one every night. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I don't even want to travel. So many places got so many different kind of rules and everything like that, where I go somewhere thinking I'm doing something legal and then wind up being something else totally different, I'll just be all the way fucked
That's
over. Like, I'm good. I'm good. I'd be stuck. Like, nah, I'm good. That's why I'm scared to travel. That's why I'm not going to travel unless, like I said, I'm getting paid to travel. I'm on tour somewhere. I stay in the tourist shit or in the hotels and everything like that. I'm not venturing off and everything. Like I said, I've seen too many movies.
I've seen too many movies
or motherfuckers go off on the go off on that wrong path. Let's go on an adventure. Like, let's go.
But you know what?
That's the best part.
You know,
we got to go to somebody's weed spot.
I think
we got to get
go,
at least a weed spot in each state.
You know what? Well, I think when it comes about traveling, you gotta learn about where you're going about, because if you go there just completely, you know, illiterate about the country, then, yeah, you are going to be walking around like you green, and, yeah, you're going to be innocently picked on because they know that you look like you don't belong. But if you go to whatever country and you own it, they ain't going to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? They not. They is not. So, you know. It's all about how you do things. You know, you got to read up on it. Just like when you go to anything you do, you want to read up on it. You're not just going to, you know, go to
some
crazy, you know, show.
That would be
you don't
me,
know
though.
I'll be the dumb one.
Like, I want a free trip to Amsterdam. Like, all I know about Amsterdam is that I can smoke weed in Amsterdam. That's all I care about. So, you know, okay, I'm fine. I get off the plane, I can smoke weed, right? That's what I see. That's me being the dumb one, though. And I don't get to travel that much. So I'll be the nigga waking up at somebody's hostel somewhere strapped to a chair with a ball in my mouth.
I was just about to say that. Oh, no.
Tony, I wouldn't let
travel.
You take
but that's why I don't want to travel. I'm scared. Because, like I said, I'm going to be the nigga all LA'd out and everything. You know, I'm going to be in my LA fitted, you know, probably, you know, LA Lakers jersey and shit. I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb wherever the fuck I go. Like this nigga is not from around here. It's going to be like Taken or something, you know. And ain't nobody going to pay no ransom for me. So I'm just going to be gone. Like,
yeah, we don't negotiate with terrorists.
We don't negotiate with terrorists. But all right, y'all, man, we're going to get ready to get up out of here, man. So third, last but not least, as always, man, any shout out you want to give real quick before we get up out of here, let people know where they can find you, anything like that?
I didn't even know who you was talking about. Yeah, I mean, Fresh the Best with it. You can find me somewhere with like daggers smoking some weed. You know what I'm saying? That's where I be at. So yeah, hit it up.
There it is, y'all. Fresh the Best with it, as always. West Coast with it, gang. Thanks for checking in. MIA, any shout out you want to give real quick? Anything like let people know they can find you, where they can holler at you at?
Well, my bad. I've been on and off all day. I didn't know. So just catch me on Reverb Nation at Mia So Real. Instagram, Mia So Real. Whatever. Catch me on Bang On Radio.
There it is. MIA in the building. And then, of course, Smoking, Mary Jane. Thank you. You've been a very, very, because, like I said, also at the same time, most of my beauties don't get to hang out with me during the whole show. You know, they come through, do their interview, and then they got to do what they got to do. So thank you very much on top, plus for coming through, being cool, and hanging out during the whole show. Very informative. And you are always welcome. Like I said, you got the number now. If you ain't doing nothing and you want to kick up, come over, talk some shit, hang out, don't hesitate whatsoever. But, again, any shout-outs you want to give real quick? Like I said, you never know who's out there listening. Make sure they know you know about them. Make sure you know the people know where they can find you, your links and everything. Let people know what's up.
You know what? I'm just going to shout out myself right now, Smoking Mary Jane. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Find me on Facebook. And then just shout you out. Thank you. Appreciate you for even, you know, accommodating me and having me on. And you have a blessed show. Have a good one. You know, every once in a while I might come and check in and, you know, say what's up with it.
Hey, and also keep us updated. You know what I mean? Anything you got going on, any shows or any you know, because like I said, I never know who's listening. And now that I got that plug with you, so you know, they know who may be listening out there because of you now. So if you got anything popping, make sure I know about it so that way I can spread word about it and everything too. We help and support those that support us. Like I said, you daggers, you want a Daggers Beauty of the Week. I always got your back now. So If they got issues with you, they got issues with us.
If anybody wanna, you know, call me or whatnot online, tell me, you know, hit me up, and then, you know, I'll come through and get on. So
there it is.
Just, all
right, Mom. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for hanging out tonight. And like I said, it's been a pleasure. Miss Smoking Mary Jane, all right?
Thank you. One love.
All right. All right, y'all. Yeah, the Dagger. It's been a good Sunday, as always. Slap Sunday. I told you it was going to be a good show. I had a good feeling. Like, new things, new outlook on life, new shit, all right? Like I said, you never want to be on the same shit. If you always want to sit there and keep doing the same shit over and over again, it gets boring. It's just, why? Who wants to do the same shit? You got to keep moving forward. Got to keep testing yourself. You got to rise up to any challenges. You got to let go of the bullshit. You got to let go of the drama. You got to let go of the games, all right? You got to do what you got to do for yourself, for your loved ones, and for those that got your back. If they ain't got your back, fuck them. If it don't make you money or if it don't make you happy, then leave it the fuck alone, all right? what do I want to ride out on tonight? Let's ride out on some Witty Gang shit. Just a homie wanted to check in real quick all late and shit. Also, watch out for the West Coast Conference, y'all, September 1st. If you're in the L.A. area, you can get down to the L.A. area, man. It's going to be on and popping. So we out, y'all. See y'all next week.
And all she chases, they hate me because I'm killing them. Your baby mama on me, she lonely and I'll be digging her. Anybody kill a nigga, maybe even you. Yeah, nigga, I said it, fresh with it, what it do? Catch the beat like a fade, it's the verbal haymaker. In my witty boy stands, politicking on some paper. Nigga, use a hater, I'm the freshest thing west. And I cock it back and bust and serve a nigga, no question. Test me if you wanna, I keep me a loaded fifth. And I'm a little trigger happy, I'm begging you, Mr. Trick. I'm probably with your picture, we probably smoking the good. Probably hope a nigga won't. She probably wish a nigga would, bound to be hood, and all I fade, a diabolical delinquent in the street with the cake, so say what you want, nigga, a fuck I give, fade them all, cater all, look what I just did, and you the type to bring a knife to a gunfight, fuck around with these niggas, and you're bound to lose your life, niggas bitches and it's on no sight, cause I'ma do what I feel, and I'ma do what I like.
I'm trifling, I might be with your wife, I do what I feel, and I do what I like. With the West bitches on sight. I do what I feel and I do what I like.
Nigga, check the prognosis. Real life ghetto culture, Southern Cali vulture. Line a Chevy up with a Testarossa. Currency chasing till we tote tag no longer. My breed is extinct, so I affiliate myself with riders and OGs. I'm getting it in, a product in these streets. Raise my niggas about that. Moolah, baby. Witty West, same old two-step. She grinding and I'm convinced she want this dick. You know our repertoire, buying out the bar. Function load with pill poppers, could smoke. Looking for a jump off. Turf Supreme, Club El Machiavelli. Busting moves with my rally, hitting the colors.
I'm in the Chevy, got these hoes hot and ready.
Bitch, don't kill the vibe, get ratchet down and dirty. Yeah, and give me mine. Make these niggas aboard all mission. Cause the standard currency of a bitches is a tradition. Who want the business? Get these niggas to come near with a gang. Premises is off with your head, deliver it.
The Dagger bitches, I be killing the mic. So I'ma do what I feel and I'ma do what I like. ODB, I'm with it and I rap it for life. So I'ma do what I feel and I'ma do what I like.
ODB, I'm with it, bitches have the initials. Or you can put the dagger on you, that'll make it official. You better check my credentials, cause see, I don't like to fight. Yeah, I'm a member of the Witty Gang.
I
smoke, drink, pop pills, sniff blinds, jump behind the wheel. I buy for myself and start showing off my driving skills. See, I be getting dummy high, and yeah, I like my bitches by. If you ain't had like four bitches at once, gotta try. Now, I ain't gotta lie, you ain't the cops, no alibi.
You a hardcore thug, right?
Bet you really one of them gay guys. Bitch, nigga, what you hiding for? But I ain't gonna drag you out of shooting niggas through the door. Leave me alone, I'll let you go, so here's your chance to walk away, cause you don't want it anyway. Nobody has to die today, I kid, don't play. Mama, own you, wanna hate, fuck your feelings.
We in the building.
Niggas hide your bitches, bitches hide your children.